welcome to day 10 of lockdown in the UK, where we look towards our friends in Switzerland for succor, because they are 8 days ahead of us, and find whatever positive tidbits we can to nibble on and keep us going. After our guest author and former cave dweller, Guy Ogilvie, asked us to shut the F up yesterday and to go within, we decided to invite on today the legendary key worker and RSC actor, Kelvin Omard, who I'm proud to say that I performed with at the Edinburgh Fringe a couple of years ago. And he's going to be joining us later on in the show. My name is Emma Marnie.
And my name is Clarissa Vorfeld, and welcome to day 18 of total lockdown in Switzerland, where I am holed up with my husband, my two kids, my dog, and we are living outside the city, where it's quite rural, and so we have to remind ourselves on a daily basis that anywhere near any of the medical centres, it will be full stations pumping and hopefully lives being saved and people being helped. So the Swiss are behaving very well with the lockdown, and inside our house, we too are on total quarantine. We haven't seen anyone. So what's happening in your house today, Emma?
Well, I'm at home as usual with husband, teenage twins, and my eldest son, Humphrey, whose birthday it is today. He turned 23. But I'm sorry to say that he's in bed with a bit of a temperature, a headache, and he was vomiting this morning.
Ooh, that's horrible. Are they corona symptoms?
Well, I have actually checked on the World Health Organization website, and it does say that 5% of corona positives did have vomiting or do have vomiting, and 13% have a headache. But I just don't think so. It's difficult to know. He's still managing to go outside for a fag, so it doesn't feel too terminal. What's going on in Switzerland today?
Well, you know, you remember I mentioned yesterday that supermarket restrictions were being lifted in the UK, except on loo roll. Well, here we have our own crisis. This time it's not loo roll, it's for home bakers. No yeast in the shops. I mean, the weirdest thing, it really is a sort of a very odd thing to be short of. But apparently during the month of March, Levure Suisse, which is the company responsible for most of the yeast market here, experienced a 300% increase in demand as homeowners started baking like fury.
Well, can't they just produce more of it and restock the shelves quickly?
Well, no, apparently not. It's not one of those things. Yeast is a fresh product requiring 5 days of fermentation. So despite the yeast factory working double shifts, including the weekends, it's not been possible to respond to the demand for so much more yeast. Maybe also because all the Swiss have been busy having fondues at home, which is their national comfort food. And of course, you need yeast for the bread to dip into your fondue.
And it's kind of interesting, isn't it, how the national personalities seem to come through these shortages. The Swiss are selling out of sort of cheese fondue ingredients, and we're still battling over bog roll. So what else is preoccupying the Swiss today?
Well, on a more of an economic note, Switzerland is one of the few countries remaining where cash is absolutely king. People prefer using banknotes and coins. They believe that they're forgery proof. So wherever possible, they like to pay in cash. But the worries around the spread of this virus have seen many businesses in Switzerland switch to being card only, which is a bit of a shocker because, you know, the Swiss walk around with pockets bulging full of banknotes. But for us Swiss, we love using cash, maybe because, you know, they here in Switzerland, they have their own currency, Swiss francs. So it's not the euro. And 70% of payments are made with banknotes and coins. So they're getting a bit worried that after the virus goes, everyone will stick to cards only. And of course, for the Swiss, that would be horrific because they love their cash.
Well, we've been tapping cards for ages now, and it is seen as much more corona friendly. So I think you're just catching up with us on that one.
Yeah, you're right.
So because I've been looking after the children a bit more, I've been into something called TikTok. Have you heard of TikTok videos?
I've certainly heard of TikTok videos. Yeah, little 15-second videos the teenagers love, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah, my daughter Millie showed me one that made me laugh. It's of a married couple who are competitively using the empty British roads and the speed awareness monitor in their village that flashes up when the motorists go past with their speed to run with the dog as fast as possible to see who is the fastest. And there's a little 15-second video of the mum clocking up 8 miles an hour with the dad behind her clocking up 16.
Oh, I love it. That's a good way. That's a virus-friendly way of using the roads, I've got to say. And how about, I saw Prince Charles has been mentioned a lot and other celebrities. Well, you're a celebrity watch expert. What's going on there?
Well, Prince Charles, actually, he's coming into his own a bit because he's actually had the virus. He gave a rather surprisingly compelling performance on social media with a croaky voice showing his kind of COVID symptoms, speaking about all those who'd lost loved ones and people that were enduring isolation and loneliness. And for once, we sort of all listened because we felt he'd been through it and knew what he was talking about. As for the other celebrities, Times 2, I was reading this morning, has been savage about them, describing the coronavirus as an A-list nightmare because they've gone from being worshipped to ignored. And we're only interested in the frontline NHS key workers, like Kelvin, who we've got on later, and Joe Wicks, of course, the PE teacher as well.
Oh, yeah, you've got to tell me about Joe Wicks. I see he's clocking up millions of views, and I gather he's using his YouTube channel to raise money. But what's going on there?
Well, I watched him this morning, and he announced that they'd raised £100,000 for NHS workers just by watching his daily PE workout.
Oh, because when you watch on YouTube, you mean he makes money off that and he gives
exactly.
the money.
Exactly. He monetizes it and he's giving it to the NHS.
Okay.
And it kind of reminded me of my favourite story in the papers today of the Green Valley's health GP surgery, who are walking out into their car park to take part in a midday dance session to let off stress every day. and now the care home residents who are watching in lockdown from across the road are joining them and starting to join in and do the dancing sessions with them every day.
Oh, that sounds great. In fact, I must find and send you, there was a piece by a professor talking about exactly that, how dancing more than any other type of movement really can release stress. So that's really wonderful. Do you like my new background on the
computer? Yeah, I was looking at that. What is going on? What is that in the background? What's been going on there?
Well, I tell you, it's the new thing. I mean, if you look online, you'll see it's buzzing, particularly Twitter is buzzing with background news, Zoom and house party background news, because after Boris Johnson's cabinet meeting, which was put up on Zoom, it seems that a bookcase background is the absolute must-have for serious-minded commentators. If you want to look worthy and knowledgeable and sensible, instead of having a screaming toddler in the background, you've got to have a quiet study with a sort of well-stocked bookcase. And so now we're working remotely. Screen backdrops are becoming vital to disguise your messy office or your bedroom or kitchen table or hide your slobby children and overweight pets. And also, the other point is, who wants to have to clean up the house before throwing your virtual party or before throwing hosting a meeting? So the internet is really busy with companies offering stock images as screen backgrounds, and you can choose, you know, a very tidy office background, a beach, your favourite coffee shop you like to go to, the Grand Canyon, you name it. And I saw there's even a thread on Twitter about the best backgrounds with one caller attending a meeting from the controls of the Starship Enterprise.
Oh my God, that is brilliant. So I hope the whole of the cabinet are going to slightly jazz theirs up a bit, because they do look a bit pathetic, I have to say. Now, talking key workers, we're very happy to have our very own key worker with us today, who's working in the front line of mental health. Kelvin Omard, who, as well as being an RSC actor, is also a Buddhist. And he's going to talk a little bit about what has been sustaining him in these tricky times, particularly with regards to meditation and chanting. Kelvin, welcome.
Hello, Emma. Hello, Clarissa. Lovely
Hello,
to
Kelvin.
See you both.
So tell me, what do you think about, you know, how meditation can help people when they're sort of trapped at home and unable to go out much?
Well, I think it's really important that people are really able to regenerate or rejuvenate their lives in some way at this particular time, because it's so stressful and you look out your window and it can be quite grim. Now, I don't actually meditate. I actually chant. I actually chant something, a phrase called Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. And I chant this every morning. And I just want to read something before I actually talk about Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. And it's something that inspired me this morning. And it's from this book. And it's called Buddhism Day by Day, Wisdom for a Modern Life. And it goes like this. Promptness is crucial in leading a victorious life. How we start each morning determines that day's victory or defeat. It is important that we resolve to win in the morning and begin our work with energetic, refreshed spirit. We mustn't forget that this is the secret to continual success. We live in a tumultuous age, and in such times, swift action is the key to success. Now, the reason why that resonated with me was often when I get up in the morning, I can spend a lot of time faffing around, having cups of coffee, you know, looking at my emails and pondering, you know, who's the next big thing on Twitter, rather than getting in front of my Buddhist altar and swiftly starting my Buddhist practice. Because when I chant in the morning, the effect of chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, I shall just hold it up for you, is in reverse. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Is it rejuvenates the life. So Nam is a word meaning, it's almost like an honorary prefix, I, or to devote. Myoho is mystic. Myo, mystic. Ho, manifest. Renge is the law of cause and effect. And Kyo is like the thread of the universe that links everything together. So when you chant Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, you're essentially saying, I devote my life to the mystic law of cause and effect that permeates the whole universe. And when we connect with this incredible law, Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, it has two functions. The first function is, as I say, to rejuvenate and to stimulate. And the second function is to actually draw out of one's life something in Buddhism we call Buddhahood or Buddha nature. And the Buddha nature is, how can I characterize it? The Buddha nature is like a chocolate box full of courage, wisdom, and compassion. They're the only centers that you get. So when you chant Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, you get a chocolate box containing chocolate with centers, courage, compassion, and wisdom. So to devote one's time in the morning to the swift action of chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, I do it for sort of like 10, 15, 20 minutes before I jump on my Brompton to ride along Victoria Embankment to Westminster, where my scheme is I chant with this sense of, I want to create value today. I want to be courageous in the face of whatever it is I have to face. I want to draw out the wisdom in my life to take the right action and to make the right decisions. And I also want to have compassion, not just for my life, but for the lives of all the people that I connect with. And so at times like this, when we are, you know, experiencing, I'm going to have to use the word unprecedented.
Yes.
We're living in an unprecedented time. What does it actually mean? So from a Buddhist standpoint, when we chant Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, we are elevating our life state to view every situation from a positive perspective. So what can be positive about, you know, COVID-19 or the coronavirus? Well, for me, just simply having this conversation with you, Emma and Clarissa, being able to share with you my beliefs about Buddhism, and to have a connection outside of, you know, the kind of like the grim reality of what's going on, for me, that's a benefit. And today I had, you know, I'm just going to tell you a little story. I happened to ring the London Borough of Hackney today, and I should have been complaining about a leak that they still haven't sent a report to my insurers to say how the leak occurred and whether it had been resolved. But the girl on the end of the phone was so lovely, and we ended up having a conversation about what it was like for her to work from home and what it's like for me to work from home. And I ended up telling her all about Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. And she was like, thank you so much, Mr. Omar. You know, anything, I'm so keen to get anything into my life at the moment that can stop me from feeling anxious and yeah. stop me from feeling pessimistic about what's taking place at the moment.
Oh, that's wonderful, Kelvin. And that's exactly why we're podcasting every day. Exactly for that, just so that we can connect and we can find some positives in this, because there will be some, even if they're not very obvious right now. And that's not playing down, obviously, all the pain and suffering that people are
suffering. Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. Now, I think that's all we have time for today, though, isn't
it? Oh, wow.
I know, it goes so quickly. Clarissa, have you got any questions you want to ask just before we wrap up?
I do want to ask, Kelvin, do you chant Nyam-myoho Renge Kyo to a rhythm or a piece of music, or do you chant it to a chime, or is it just silence, you and your voice?
Okay, well, it's very much vocal, and you create your own rhythm. So I'll give you a little demonstration.
Yes.
Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. So you can chant to that rhythm, that any rhythm really. I mean, but that gets, as long as you pronounce all the words, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. 5-10 minutes every morning, and I guarantee you will feel better.
Yes.
You won't know what it is, but you will feel better.
Yes, I think it's also been very interesting hearing you explain what those words mean, because often people chant without having a clue what they're saying, so I, me included. So I think that is very valuable, what you're chanting. Well, Kelvin, it has been a privilege to speak to you today, and I'm so admire you for keeping on with the work when you're very much in the front line of helping people. But we want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
And remember, stay safe, stay home, and stay humorous.